Sports Network. I'm Tim Coles from the radio stations of DuerCountyDailyNews.com. And each and every week, we have the Green Bay Gamblers Coach's Corner podcast. And we're joined once again by the head coach and the general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikisch. After 230 days, finally got a hockey game. Team USA and Chicago coming to town over the weekend. You were able to listen to that first game against Team USA right here on 104.1 WRLU. Taking a look. First, let's talk about that Team USA game. First time you had fans in the building in the last 7 months. First time you faced an opponent in the last 7 months. You lost 3-2. You had Kyler Grundy score his first goal with the team. Cam Van Sickle also scored his first goal. But I guess, first of all, let's just talk about, you know, results aside, how was it having people in the building and playing somebody else?
It was great. And, we were excited to be part of it. And we knew that PMI and the Rush Center had, worked diligently to get the building ready and to make sure the traffic flowed. And, all the reports that we have, my family was at the game, was that it was easy to get around. You felt comfortable. And I go to the grocery store and my wife said, we have way more space walking around the rest right now than we do at the grocery store. So it was great to have hockey back and, fun to be behind the bench again.
And, once again, you get that loss 3-2, Kyler Grundy and Cam Van Sickle going. And we talked about last week, Team USA, they kind of get their first pick of those 17-year-olds. And how was the pace of play for, two teams that haven't had game action in a long time?
Yeah, well, they've already played six other scrimmages, so they were a little bit more game ready than we were. And I thought that showed a little bit in that first period. We were a little sloppy with the puck. And then I thought things ended up out-chancing them by, a large number, hit a bunch of posts and, kind of controlled the game. You struggled to score, which is, not shocking when you're playing games with, the different lines basically every day in practice, the guys just getting to know each other.
And, we mentioned, obviously, there's going to be some cutdowns that happen before next week's home opener for the regular season. And right now, you're kind of just getting a feel of what your guys can do and what your guys can do with each other.
Well, and mostly letting the young players get comfortable. I mean, I'm very familiar with our veteran group, and we know the situations they're going to play in. But, for some of these guys, like Cam Van Sickle playing his first game at this level, our youngest player on our team. And so you're just letting them, show us what they're ready for. And because the meaningful games, the regular season games, are just around the corner now.
And then on Saturday, you had the chance to Chicago Steel. Mason Lorai, one of your top NHL draft picks on the team, scored twice. Ryan Green, Tyler Disrosier, and John Milstead also were able to get tallies, lost to Chicago Steel. Now, that was kind of a game that was thrown in within the last week. How important was it for you to get another opportunity so close to that Team USA team just to see how your team would bounce back?
Well, we were really interested to see how our conditioning would be at this point, and being able to play a games back to back. And that was probably the telling sign in there. I didn't think our legs were great later in that game. So just a sign that we still have some conditioning due to get ourselves ready. But ultimately, that was a fun game to watch. There was no fans allowed in there for that one, but it was a high scoring affair. I think both teams probably have some teaching to do on their defensive side of the puck without it. But for us, we got to see some great things. Johnny Middlestad, Matthew DeBoer, some of our first year players making some big plays in that game. And then Ryan Green, who was our youngest player a year ago, he's our second youngest player this year. He ended up with a goal and two assists in the game. And you can really see the step he's taken now coming back for this second season.
And when we take a look at these two games, obviously, you look at what it looked like in the standings. You went 0-2 on the weekend. Luckily, exhibition games obviously don't count. But what were some of the positives that you were able to take away from these first two exhibition games?
I liked where our speed was at, our offensive side of the and things. We're going to have to learn to defend a little bit better. And that's not shocking. I guess this time of the year, you spend a lot of time on, building confidence with the puck and finding groups that can build a little chemistry together. But we've got some details to clean up, and, we've got these two more exhibition games this weekend to kind of you know, make it even more game-like and try to look at lines that actually will probably play together the first week of the season and put guys into situations where they're more comfortable in special teams and everything that way and let our goalies get their feet wet, you know, with another game each. And then ultimately, you know, figure out where that final roster is going to be. You know, right now we've got, you know, we're going to have some tough decisions, but at the same time, we've got those, that top group that's returning from last year that we're very excited about.
One of the things that you mentioned there was that obviously you're working with confidence first. What is maybe the line that comes, maybe I don't want to say the slowest, but comes, yeah, I guess really the slowest. Is it the forward line? Is it the defensive line in terms of kind of getting them up to the speed of the USHL?
No, I think every team is different. And, you know, this year I would sit there and say with as many forwards as we have returning, we've been able to put younger players playing with some of the older players to get going. So I think we're rather comfortable up front with that group. You know, it's our defensemen that are going to need a little bit of time. You know, they're learning a lot about each other. Zan Gurney missed the entire season last year, even though he was part of our team. So we only have two veterans back on that back end. So it's getting the new players accustomed to things that we really like to do that might be different than, you know, where they came from. And so that's probably our biggest growing area right now is, you know, they defensively, we're going to get better as a group, but offensively, I think once we get those defensemen involved, it makes us that much more dangerous.
Now, with this being the exhibition season, you mentioned that you have two more exhibitions coming up. We'll have the game on Saturday, Halloween, Dubuque Fighting Saints coming into town. How much video do you really pay attention to at this point of the season to kind of get your players ready for these games?
Our video is mostly focused around these past two games we just played, little teaching things, both team-wise and individual-wise that can help us all. And then we'll spend a little bit of time looking at Dubuque just to see maybe if they have some special team habits so our power play goes into it feeling comfortable and our penalty kill feels comfortable, that these are some of the looks we're going to see. But 5-on-5, again, we want to focus on our game and getting things cleaned up so that it's video of our players just, you know, seeing what they're doing well and things that we can work on.
And as you approach, you know, roster cutdowns and things like that, what are some of the things that you're looking for at this point? And I guess for our listeners and viewers that aren't familiar with what happens next, what does happen to some of these players that may be looking for another team after next week?
Well, ultimately, we're working with the best players in, you know, in the world at this age. So they're always going to have another opportunity to go play somewhere else. A lot of players end up in the North American League, which is one step below us in the USA hockey pyramid. So it's they're all going to have somewhere to play. We just want to make sure we're making the right decisions for our group. It's a bigger roster this year than we've ever had, with normally being a 23-man roster, and we're at 25 this year. So then you got to figure out, you know, do we want to stay a little younger and develop these players for our future, or do we need to have the older, experienced players to get through a year like this?
Then final question for you, Coach, before we let you go. We always like to have a little bit of fun here as well. So we were pointing some of the questions that we get from some of our listeners. Email to us at news@DoorCountyDailyNews.com. And Brian from Sturgeon Bay asks, what does a Pat Mikish do in Green Bay when he gets to have some fun and not at the rink?
I spend a lot of time golfing in the off season. During the winter time, I get home on a Sunday because traditionally that's our day off and that's a football day and hang out and watch games. But during the summer, I play as much golf as I can.
All right, very good. Well, we're joined each and every week by head coach and general manager of the Green Bay Gamblers, Pat Mikish. And once again, coming up this Saturday night on 104.1 WRLU, you'll be able to tune in to their next game against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Puck drops at 7:05 with Tobin Meyer on the call. Coach, once again, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, great to be here again.
I'm Tim Coles from the New Radio Sports Network.